104.9 The Morning X at 7:15. It's Lori and Kev.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Once in a while, I like to turn the mirror on you. Make Rockford the star of the show. That's no different here with the Rockford Buy, Sell, Trade, and Auto. Is that a page on Facebook, Lori?
Yeah, and breaking news. Within the last week, they've changed the name to Rockford's largest buy, sell, trade, and automobile page.
No kidding. Now it's the largest. Does that mean there are others?
There are others, but this is the OG.
All those
like
other Slim Shadies are just imitates?
Exactly. This one has almost 60,000 members of you beautiful people, including myself.
Lori's hand-selected some items, and I have to guess how much people want for these whacked-out items.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hit it. Let's go. What's the first item up for bid?
The first item up for bid is in Cherry Valley. It's a 24 vintage beer can collection.
So 24 vintage beer cans from what era?
They're old. I mean, they're a little rusty. There's a Schmidt beer. It's a Schmidt beer. Never saw one of those.
Tastes like Schmidt.
I mean, they're rusty. Some of the cans are broken out. Some are pretty. There's a Milwaukee premium beer.
Empty, I assume.
A PBR. Oh, yes. They're definitely empty. You can tell they have like those old school pop tops.
Yeah, drank out of it already?
Some of them. There's a Busch.
I don't want your drank out of beer cans.
Budweiser can. They're pretty cool looking, but I don't know what the hell you do with them.
I mean, you can't sell open action figures for very much. So you probably can't sell open beer cans for that much.
So what do you think this 24 vintage beer can collection
There's
is going
24
for?
Of them? If it's any more than 24 cents, I'm out.
Wrong. You are way under.
Of course I am. I underbid mm-hmm. on purpose.
One more guess.
$25.
No, sir. The actual asking price is $45.
$45. So that's roughly $2 a can, mm-hmm. give or take a couple.
Yeah.
Too much.
Okay. The second item up for bid is from Cheryl in Rockford. It's a blow mold Nativity Wiseman, rare height, 49 tall.
49 feet?
It just says 49 tall. So they're 1960 Wiseman blow molds, full size, 49 tall. General foam in great shape. Bright colors, some scuffs, some fading, but in general good shape. Light cords work.
Man, you know what? My Wiseman statue is only 23 tall, so this is like a step up for me. This is inflatable?
No, it's like those plastic molds that you plug in and they light up. And it's of two of the wise men. If you remember from Sunday school, there's three wise men, but you get two.
There's a wise man missing?
There's a wise man missing. You only get two. I mean, they're pretty cool looking.
He only grew.
But it's hard to tell what 49 tall is.
40. I'm going to guess inches.
All right.
I'm going to guess they forgot the word inches there because I can't imagine this is an almost 50-foot tall wise man statue made out of blow mold. So I'm going to go ahead and say they want $27.
Wrong. Too low.
Too low again?
Too low.
You want me to pay more for these probably 1970s worn out blow mold two wise men? You're going to charge me more than that for only two of the three wise men?
Yes, sir.
That's like eliminating Frank Beard from ZZ Top.
I know. So, what do you think? One more guess, and then we're moving on.
$50.
Wrong. God. Actual asking price is $80.
$80? You uh-huh. don't have all three wise men. Get the third wise man, and I'll chunk out some change. I'll make it rain on three wise men, but you need the third one.
Well, Kev, the third item up for bid, I'm only planting in here because I would like you to purchase this for me for Christmas.
Ah, so this is a plant.
Yes, this is a large theater-sized popcorn maker machine. Comes with the cart, it works great, brand new heat lamp, and it's very clean.
Why don't you just steal the one out of the kitchen?
Because that one's too small, I need something bigger. This is a large theater-sized.
What year is this from?
It just says large theater-sized popcorn maker machine. So I gave you all the information.
We don't know how old it is.
No, it looks nice.
Is there video evidence of it working?
No, but we can see photos. It is very clean.
$150.
Wrong, too low.
Oh, come on. Too low again. You're asking a lot here.
I'm not asking a lot. I'm just asking for you to guess.
$450.
You know, you are so close. I might almost give it to you. $425.
Well, what did I say, $450?
Yeah.
Actually, no. Yeah, I overbid. You cannot overbid on The Price is Right. However, this is The Price is Wrong. So you know what? Yeah, I do win. F you, I win.
And the final item.
Oh, there's more.
Yes, up for bid. And this one is quite confusing, so I'm hoping maybe some of the comments will be able to explain it. In the photo, it looks like these weird metal parts. And the description is Ferris wheels and cotton candy. Pictures equals prices. I'm not the only one who looks at this and go, what? So Nick commented and he said, the huh? And James responds, he's buying. You post a pic. He'll show you what he'll pay for cats. The platinum in cats is good commodity. Frank says, thank you for the explanation. Hopefully it helps. Be well, my friend. And James says, for sure, man. I don't have any, though.
I'm very confused. I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm not even gonna place a bid on this.
No, just guess.
I have no idea what
because
this
is. I don't even know what this is. So just guess.
Can you repeat what it is again? I don't even know what it is. That's how unclear.
I know. Ferris wheels and cotton candy. Pictures equals prices.
Yeah, what they're trying to say is that they're looking to buy that stuff.
Okay.
So post your picture of your Ferris wheel, and
who
I'll.
Who has a Ferris wheel just hanging out?
Some people might.
Or cotton candy. What are you going to get for cotton candy? I got a bag of old cotton candy you can have.
Maybe they want a cotton candy
State,
maker.
Still in the diaper bag.
I know of a popcorn machine for sale. Maybe will that suffice?
I don't know. But will you just guess what they put for the asking price?
$4,000.
You got the four right.
$400.
Nope.
$4.
Nope.
4 cents?
$44,444,444.
I'm out.
Miss something on the Morning X?
Yes.
Listen to clips at thexrockford.com.
104.9, the Morning X at 7:33. It's Lori and Kev. We were just taking a look at the buy, sell, and trade auto page on Facebook for Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing the prices wrong and all that. You came across a post. You had no idea what it meant. What did it say? Like kitty cats and rainbows or something?
No, it said Ferris wheels and cotton candy.
Like 44
pictures
million.
Pictures equals prices.
And there's a picture in it with a bunch of metal objects that I have no idea what they were. They were just kind of stacked up. They almost kind of looked like missiles. We had no idea what they were. You say that you know what they are?
They're catalytic converters. People are wanting to buy them for platinum that's inside. I guess you can get a pretty penny for them, but the way that they worded it, they didn't want to go out and say it, so they had to make up a title. So that's why they used Ferris wheels and cotton candy. So,
oh, Jesus Christ. Why couldn't they just say buying catalytic converters? That makes sense.
Because a lot of people a while ago have you heard about the new car lots that were getting hit for the catalytic converters that were being stolen?
No.
Yeah, well, in the wintertime they go in and a lot of people use battery operated tools and they cut the catalytic converters off because the platinum inside is worth the money if you scrap it at the right place.
Okay, it all makes sense now. Thank you very much for your call, sir. He actually asked to remain anonymous, and I think I know why.
Why?
It sounds like a giant cover-up, a giant sting operation going on here.
Maybe.
There's a black market for catalytic converters.
Who would have thunk it?
For the shiny platinum on the inside of them.
No kidding.
I had no idea,
or
else
either.
I would have been keeping all my catalytic converters for all my junk cars growing up.
Well, and, you live, you learn.
You know, I could have cashed in.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?